I was not there for decoration. I was there to get the information, dispense it, and to ask probing questions, which I proceeded to do immediately. And of course, that was a little bizarre, because it was just unheard of for blacks to be standing up and asking pertinent questions, and particularly a black woman.
Large group of Americans long neglected by the mainstream media. Sadly, only 24 years after her death, she's little remembered, a victim of the very racism she fought as a journalist. Had Ethel Payne not been black, the Washington Post noted in an editorial on her passing in 1991, she certainly would have been one of the most recognized journalists in American society. Ethel Lois Payne's story offers a gentle reminder that the great power of a free press rests on a simple notion of rendering those in power accountable. Payne's journalism invoked none of the angry name-calling fashionable in the news media today. Rather, she brought only one weapon with her when she gained access to the halls of power on behalf of her readers. It was to ask questions that others were not asking. And she got answers.